USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Border Patrol agents have made roughly 1.82 million arrests at the southern border for the 2022 fiscal year that began in October. It's the second year under the Biden administration that arrests have hit a record. President Biden is set to sign a reconciliation bill on Tuesday. Congressional Democrats passed the bill last week, and it's a $1 billion smaller version of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. But Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady is disputing Democrats who are claiming the bill will reduce inflation.
It doesn't lower inflation. It doesn't lower budget deficits, doesn't even lower global temperatures. In fact, inflation will go up more next year than global temperatures will go down through the next century.
USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
A decision is coming soon regarding student loan forgiveness.
President Biden is expected to announce a decision regarding student loans. Biden wants you, the taxpayer, to pay for student loans of some American kids in the coming weeks. The student loan payment pause moratorium ends August 31st. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another bus from Texas with illegal immigrants arrived in New York City on Monday. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says asylum seekers are welcome and has accused Texas Governor Greg Abbott of using illegal immigrants as a political tool. This as the mayors of New York and D.C. are calling for more federal assistance. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tells Fox News the Biden administration isn't securing the border.
If we can put pressure on all these Democrat mayors around the country, maybe they'll pick up the phone and call Joe Biden and say the border's not secure.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Home builder confidence is hitting its lowest level since the start of the COVID pandemic. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell for the eighth straight month in August and turned negative for the first time since May 2020. The association's chief economist calling it a housing recession brought on by rising interest rates and higher construction costs. Bobby Rebel is a personal finance expert with Tally. She has some tips if you are looking to buy a home.
Think about what you can do to be the best buyer possible. So, for example, if you're paying high interest credit card debt, think about how you can improve that because that'll improve your credit score, which gets you a better mortgage rate. So look to resources like Tally is a great one to help you pay down your debt.
Thousands of cases of Capri Sun juice pouches are being recalled over possible contamination. Parent company Kraft Heinz issuing a voluntary recall for Capri Sun wild cherry flavored juice drink over fears a cleaning solution may have gotten into the product. Reports of people complaining about the taste have led to an investigation. A hearing in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz is being delayed until Tuesday. Jurors deciding whether he should receive life in prison or the death penalty after killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.